Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
Everybody get up. Everybody get up.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, I just walked in.
Were you getting up?
I was talking to Marco.
Everybody get up.
I've been up for a little while, but probably the most surprising thing is I hear dump, 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 and I think it's going to be, Robin Thicke.
Right.
No, it's my co-host, Jack Riker. You've never done that.
No, I always just felt like it because it just feels right, you know? It's birthday call day. I always like those days. This is the Jack, Steve, and Tracy show here at Sunny 101.5. How's it going, everyone? You got a what? Your headphones are all knotted up.
I'm a hot mess.
Okay, we'll get you straightened out, and we'll tell everyone we have clouds with rain. 100% chance. So,
is that really a chance when it's 100%?
I don't think so. 47 is going to be the high, though, and it's 43 now. Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
All right. You have our attention.
Absolutely. Today's Tell Me Something Good is about this puppy who has already figured out pretending to be sick will get his owners to stay home.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the story Kennedy and Alex shared about their pup fake coughing.
Fake
coughing. This is going to make your
day. Really?
So Kennedy says, Sullivan is 1.5 years old. He's a border collie mix, and he started coughing about a week ago. We really try to not leave him alone for more than 3-4 hours at a time. And I was substitute teaching the day this started, and I came home for a quick lunch and some cuddles with Sullivan. Well, right when I was about to leave to head back to school, he started doing this really scary cough, clearing of throat, choking noise, and it really freaked me out. So I started frantically Googling dog CPR and trying to look down his throat. And all the while, he's acting completely normal. He's wagging his tail, but then he also keeps making this horrific noise. So she calls her husband, tells him to leave work. She has to go back to work, and husband comes home, and Alex says, he stopped coughing. He was completely normal through the afternoon and the evening, so we just thought he got something stuck in his throat and everything was fine. So the next morning, we're both getting ready for work, and he starts doing it again. So my husband says, all right, I'm staying home from work. I'm going to take him to the vet today. And, you know, the vet tested him for all kinds of stuff like kennel cough because they take him to the dog park.
Right.
And all the tests come back that he is the epitome of health.
Oh, my God.
He had nothing.
I don't even believe that.
And the vet was really... So, they gave him some antibiotics just in case. I mean, it's never happened again. And vets around town did tell them because they called around just trying to double check themselves. They said, you know what?
That
we think he was a big old faker.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to go to the vet again. So he hasn't done it again. But isn't that hilarious?
That is hilarious. It's the first time I've ever heard that. I've seen him do, maybe go sit in the corner and pout or
mine get the really sad Monday look.
But the coughing,
that's
hilarious. That's another old, that's a whole new level right there.
Something good. Tell me something good.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
In the mornings, it gets me going.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
@6:54, here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, People Magazine has done it. They have named the sexiest man alive. Any guesses, guys? This is, of course, the 2017 Sexiest Man Alive.
I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Jimmy Kimmel.
I'm going to say...
This one surprised me.
Oh, it's surprising?
Yes.
Louis Anderson.
Louis.
No, I mean, I would be shocked at that. I mean,
hey, thank you, Steve.
It's not Louis Anderson.
No. They have named country superstar Blake Shelton this year's sexiest man alive. That's kind of surprising, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I guess.
Yeah.
I think it is.
He's a nice looking man.
Yeah, I guess. I just.
Did I just say that?
But yeah. Sexiest man alive? Anyway, he says, I've been ugly my whole life, so if I can be sexy for a year, I'm taking it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. He also said he couldn't wait to flaunt his title in front of his fellow coach and 2013 sexiest man alive, Adam Levine. He also said, if I had to describe myself as a child, one word comes to mind, and that's fat. People say I haven't changed since before I made it, and I'm still fat today. That's proof.
Did we ever post my fifth grade picture?
I don't know. You look like Alfred E. Newman.
If I could have done the Alfred E. Newman story, I would be... I mean, I nailed it. I'll show you. I got a picture here in the back. I'll show it to you.
I think you showed it to me before.
I didn't hear you argue.
No, I did not argue. He's speaking the truth. Well, Ed Sheeran has denied.
Then you wonder why I am the way I am.
No.
Ed Sheeran is denying rumors that Taylor Swift's new song, Dress, is about him. Uh-huh. Now, let's check out the song.
Okay.
Now, he says, I don't think it's about me. He said this in a new Instagram live stream. He says, if you read into it, she says in the song, she mentions someone with a buzz cut. And he says he's never had a buzz cut. Mm-hmm. Fans have been speculating the track is about Sheeran because it includes those lyrics. And these lyrics, there's an indentation in the shape of you. Made your mark on me a golden tattoo, which appears to be a hint at the Grammy winner song Shape of You. And there's also a reference to Best Friend.
Okay.
Rose McGowan was arrested for felony drug possession in Virginia yesterday. An arrest warrant had been out since February 1st after she allegedly brought cocaine on a flight. A spokesperson for the Loudoun County Sheriff's Department says the 44-year-old actress turned herself in and then was released on a $5,000 unsecured bond. McGowan, who has been one of the most outspoken celebrities to speak out against Harvey Weinstein, tweeted last month that the arrest warrant was an attempt to silence her criticism. Well, a third woman has come forward to accuse former Gossip Girl star Ed Westwick of sexually assaulting her. Rochelle Eck says the two were introduced by her ex-boyfriend, Australian film producer Kane Harling, on the night before the Oscars back in 2014. Eck claims she met up with the two in a Hollywood villa, and whenever Harling left the room, Wick would go after her. So she says the incident happened the same year. The other two women who claim they were assaulted by Westwick, Christina Cohen and Arielle Wynn, they allege they were raped by Westwick.
Wow.
The actor is vehemently denying the accusations. Bill Murray bought all of the remaining tickets to a performance by country star Chris Stapleton's former band, The Steel Drivers, at the Charleston Music Hall in South Carolina last Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's really cool. He then proceeded to hand them out to people waiting in line at the box office. Fans were just shocked. Just handing out tickets.
Excellent.
Bill Murray's just...
Why can't I see him doing that?
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, Murray lives part-time in Charleston, and he's just known for surprising fans with generous gestures like that.
That
very
qualifies.
Cool.
Yeah.
All righty, the birthday game. Chad Kroger.
I'm going to say 40. I'll just say 46.
44.
Pretty close, 43.
All right.
Okay.
Johnny Lee Miller.
Johnny Lee Miller.
I don't know who that is.
I'm going to stay at 40.
Johnny Lee Miller. Is he an actor?
Yes.
We see in Train Spotting?
Yes.
All right, then I know who it is.
Man, oh man, you're amazing.
you are amazing.
You're amazing. You really are. You're just amazing.
He is, now watch how far off I am. 40. He's in his 40s, I would say.
Well, that's what I said, didn't I?
35, 40. I'd say he's 48.
45.
He's okay. 45. Not
and
bad.
And Ed Asner.
Ed Asner.
Now you know who, I know the name, but
you're going to have to take my lead on this
one. I know he's old.
He is old, and he's 84.
What was he in?
He was in the Mary Tyler. He was the boss in the Mary Tyler Moore show.
82.
88.
He's 88. All right.
Need life advice? We know who to ask.
I don't care about hurting your feelings because I don't know what feelings are.
It's Tough Love with Siri on Sunny 101.5.
You know, this is, Jack, I'm sure you've went through this. And Tracy, you will eventually. And I saw my dad go through it with my grandparents when they moved. You know, they got all those things that they kept that the kids have done or that they've exactly. given them. So literally, I mean, I'm crying. We're in my grandparents' basement in Chicago. We're moving them out to Prospect Heights in the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
And all you hear is my dad, but Mom, why are you keeping this? This is garbage. I made this for you, like, I don't know, when I was kindergarten. I like it. I like, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know what hard. It was? Yeah, the struggle is real. I keep too much, too, and I keep telling myself that.
And you know what she wanted to keep? And move
what
a foil goose he made, like a goose rat. You know, it was like a sculpture that he made. And he's like, "What are you keeping this for?"
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Dad, you had a career, man. You could have gotten to like the elite restaurant business when you really they give you the swan takeout and everything."
Sure.
So regardless, I think this is a tough subject that everyone goes through eventually. Hey Siri, my parents threw away all my stuff when I was growing up. What should I do about that?
Ha 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 ha. Good, you big baby. Your parents shouldn't have had to keep track of all of your junk for you. Nothing that you have from your childhood is worth anything, and if it was, you would have gone and gotten it long before. At the time that it got thrown away, it was basically just boxes of garbage clogging up the space in your parents' garage. Mm-hmm. They did you a favor, you were never going to go get the stuff that they had and it was worthless anyway. Be glad that you have free space in your house.
You got that?
Yeah.
It's so true.
Okay.
Want some tough love from Siri? Just send an email to siri@sunny1015.com. More tough love from Siri tomorrow morning at 7:15 on Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5. 7:43, Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
Yes. People think that, you know, tell me something good is Tracy's favorite, but I think she really likes Life Hacks a little better, but.
I'm not sure about that.
Really?
I struggle some days because, you know, I know you all think I have it all together and I have Life Hacks on every corner.
Yeah,
and
I really do.
I really don't. So some days are harder than others.
But I will bet, and I would bet if. Go back in time, the school days. You were one of the first to hand the test in.
Depends on what test it was. Okay. If it was anything but math, yes.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not me.
Not you, Jack?
No, not me. I was a little slower.
All right. So here you go. Yeah. You know, I'm a big salad person.
Yes.
That's no secret. And I really like to take everything I can get and put it in a salad and see what I can do. But sometimes you got to cut grapes or cherry tomatoes or things like that. And I'm afraid I'm going to nick my finger. Well, what you do is you take two Tupperware lids, okay?
Yeah.
You put one on the bottom and you fill it all full of your cherry tomatoes, grapes, things like that you want to slice and put one over it and then take a knife and you just slice it in between the two and there you have it. You can have multiple tomatoes, grapes, anything of
make
that
sure
size.
That knife is awful sharp
right,
too.
Yeah, of course.
Don't use a butter knife. That won't work. Okay.
All right.
Very good.
Well, mine is also food-related and study-related. So, wow, double whammy. What were the chances of that?
Okay.
So eating chocolate while studying helps the brain retain new information easily.
Does it now?
That's what they say. And it's directly linked to higher test scores.
Hmm.
So eat
that was my problem.
While you're studying.
I didn't eat chocolate back in the day. Maybe that's why.
Hmm.
My grades were down a little bit.
I bet you could pass now.
I doubt it. Okay, now mine life hack is directed towards those who, the waitresses.
Mm-hmm.
Those who do that for a living.
Mm-hmm.
You know one, don't you?
I married one.
Well, mm-hmm. Now I don't know where this study came from, but even if it's not true, it'd be worth a try just for the heck of it, because there's nothing to it. On average, waitresses, drawing a smiley face on the check raises the tip of waitresses by 9%.
Seriously?
Just by drawing a happy face on the check, yes. Huh. Like I say, I don't know who did that.
That's
study.
Interesting.
However, waiters, it doesn't work for you. It according to this study, lowers the tip of waiters by 3%.
Hey,
yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Can you buy me lunch?
He just showed me. He was sure. I'm happy to.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks. Making life just a bit easier.
Sunny 101.5, 7:57. Time for Go Figure. Here's Steve.
Where are we heading today?
Oh, I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Minnesota.
Oh, no. I thought you were going to go with the shoe-in, which would be...
Florida.
Florida, right. We head down to Gainesville.
Well, I thought it was a trick question.
A woman is arrested...
Yes.
...Monday after hitting a nightclub bouncer with a 12-pack of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Yeah, that hurts.
Literally hurls a 12-pack of beer at this bouncer.
Yeah.
She's 27 years old. Casey Lynn Wiley hit the bouncer with the box of beer after he tried to remove her from the bar.
Uh-huh.
Why? Well, the bar had closed, and she just refused to leave. Like, hey,
leave.
These people want to get home to their families
right.
and do
right.
their daily things. It's
right.
it's time to go.
And you got your 12-pack, so...
Yeah, what are you...
what's the problem?
Obviously, the officers show up because of the not willing to leave, and the officer actually saw her hit the bouncer at about 3:10 a.m., which comes to the conclusion of nothing good happens after midnight when you're out and about.
No.
I mean, unless you're in the neighborhood, something like that. But
no.
Like when you're out at a bar and it's after midnight,
mm-hmm. yeah,
nothing good happens.
Especially with a 12-pack of PBR.
Right.
Nothing good's going to happen.
She was handcuffed by police she still tried to run. They handcuff her, right?
Yeah.
She just tried to book
run with
it.
The handcuffs.
You'll never get me.
Right.
Well, after she was released from the handcuffs, calmed her down. She then refused to give her name or her birth date to the police. Like, hey, you know what? You're going to have to give us an ID. You're in trouble. We're taking mm-hmm. you downtown, or we're going to book mm-hmm. you, blah, blah, blah. We're going to figure out your name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she still refused to it. And
she
then
she
became behaving violently and yelling profanities at the officer.
Well, that doesn't seem like her. That doesn't sound like her nature.
No.
Later, she does calm down and gives her, you know, her name and birth date and all that information.
That's good. Right.
Afterwards, she stepped towards the officer in an aggressive way after being told not to. Hey, just back up.
Yep, back up. Back up.
That's what the officer wrote in an email. The bouncer did not press charges, oddly enough, after
How
getting a 12-pack hurled at him.
She's lucky.
But she was still arrested on charge of disorderly conduct and taken to the county jail, where she was released Monday morning on her own.
Well, it's a new week.
Yeah. You know, that reminds
more adventures ahead.
The story you just heard is true.
Maybe.
Point 5 with the Jack, Steve, and Tracy prank birthday call. It's the one call you don't want on your birthday.
And it's brought to us by Roseanne's Diamonds and Gold, making birthdays happy every day of the year, located at 505 East Ireland Road in South Bend. Okay, meet Joe. Joe
sent us something in.
Yeah,
a little tidbit.
He wants us to call his girlfriend, Emily. Mm-hmm. Just do something special. You know, he wants to make
it's your birthday.
He wants to make it an unforgettable birthday for her.
And he left it up to you.
And
guys.
He left it up to us.
Now I'm going to make exactly. it unforgettable. She yep. might forget him after this, but
well, we're going to pretend. Well, Steve's going to pretend to answer an ad out of the classifieds when we call her. We're calling Emily on her birthday. You stay right there. Sunny 101.5, 821. All right, birthday call. In formation. Here we go. Calling.
In formation.
Calling Emily. Steve is answering a classified ad.
All here right, we here go. We go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Emily?
This is she. Who's
this? Hi, this is John Tissue. I understand you have a plunger for sale and an ad I saw in the South Bend Tribune.
Wait, what?
You got a plunger for sale. I'm kind of in a predicament. I can actually use it right now. I can't really. I can send my son to pick it up.
I have a what for sale?
A plunger, you know, like.
Declog
a toilet?
Honey, I think you got the wrong number. That's not me. I've never placed an ad.
No,
so
I kind of need it now. Yeah, no, it's for a plunger. Can I get your address? Whatever you got, I'll take it. Just tell me how much.
Wow. No, I don't. I don't have a plunger for sale, and you have the wrong number. Bye. Hello?
Hi, Emily. John again. Listen, I really need that plunger, and I don't think I have
John,
the wrong
John,
number. We got
you
disconnected.
Have the wrong number.
No,
John.
You're crazy. Listen, I'm stuck.
No, you're
I'm
going to
send my
what
son.
What number are you looking for, John?
Okay,
John, what number
here
are
it is,
John,
ready?
Okay, this what is, number are you looking for?
Oh, easy. I'm going to stop. That's your number I got right here. It says you got a plunger. Is that your number?
That is my number, but I have no plunger for sale. Oh, have you ever not heard of a plumbing store that you can go
no,
to?
No, I can't get up. Me. You're down the street from me, I think, and I'm going to send my son. And
Are you stalking me? Who the hell are you? How do you know where I live?
No, John Tissue here. I just need a plunger. I'm responding to an ad. No.
Is there something wrong with you?
No, this is John.
What is wrong with you?
I dropped something, and I got to get it out of the toilet.
Listen. Okay, honey, I'm going to talk to you slowly because maybe then you'll understand. You have the wrong person. I did not place an ad for a plunger. Go to a plumbing supply store, and you will get one. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Oh, wait. Oh.
Hello.
Hey, Emily. It's John Tissue again. Hey, listen, I really need your...
What? Listen, buddy. Listen, honey, buddy, my daddy, my pal, leave me alone.
No, I can't... Oh, you know what? I don't need that after all. So you just... Good luck selling that to someone else.
What are you talking... What is that?
That's a toilet is declogged.
Hey, Emily.
Well, congratulations.
Hey, Emily,
yes?
Emily, we got the problem solved. This
Who's this?
This is the Jack, Steve, and Tracy show. This is the Jack, Steve, and Tracy show, and your boyfriend, well, he is at this point, is Joey setting up a birthday call for you. Isn't it your birthday today?
Yes, it's
all right.
Birthday.
All right. Joe, are you there to make sure that we didn't lose him because she ain't going to believe us?
Yeah, now she's not.
Happy birthday, baby.
There you go.
Oh my God.
It's about this.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Emily. Happy birthday to you.
Well, how about that? You know, I just love the way the emotions change. She goes from anger to now she's laughing. That's what's so,
anger to acceptance.
That is just so wonderful. That's what that call does. It's brought to us by Roseanne's Diamonds and Gold, making birthdays happy every day of the year, located at 505 East Ireland Road in South Bend. Wow.
If you want to prank someone special on their birthday, just send an email to birthdaycall@sunny1015.com. The Birthday Call, only on Sunny 101.5.
Join us for the Thursday Jack, Steve, and Tracy show as we mess up maybe one of your favorite songs of all time. But you get a prize for it if you fix it on the air. What's wrong with Name That Tune tomorrow? And more chances with the Fox Michiana character of the day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy. Weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9. You can listen live worldwide at sunny1015.com. Thanks for listening.